Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Pulver's Towing, and it's week three of June Ladies Month, and I'm going to be joined by non-wing sprint car driver Natalie Klemko. We'll also hear from owner of Medieval Chassis, Jesse Olson, and his partner Zane DeVilbus about the Medieval DeVilbus Modified Chassis. We'll also hear from Josh from Pulver Towing right after a few words from our sponsors.
As the leading slat replacement professionals in the U.S., Altenburg Construction knows what works and what doesn't. Simply put, they understand your business. Altenburg Construction started in 1994 and has over 27 years of experience and has completed more than 5,000 hog and cattle barns in 14 states. Every customer is unique and every situation is different. That's why their employees are company trained. Trust the slat replacement professionals at Altenburg Construction. Give them a call, 888-435-2210, or see altenburgconstruction.com.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made, backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at garageforce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
This week's track sponsors are D&M Body Shop and Players Race Cars.
Your home is your sanctuary. The next time you need appliance service, invite someone in that will treat it that way. Sorensen's Appliance Service is locally owned with 15 years of experience. Sorensen's Appliance Service also has fully certified technicians who will leave your home as clean as they found it. If you want fast, efficient, and cleanly service, contact Sorensen's Appliance Service today, 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Celebrating 100 years of family-owned excellence, Pulver Towing will always be there for you. With multiple locations, an experienced staff, and quality customer service, Pulver Towing has emergency service available 24/7, and they work around the clock to offer towing, recovery, and roadside assistance to our communities. If you need them, call 507-282-3851. That's 507-282-3851. Pulver Towing, the premier towing experts.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal and trash pickup services at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevland Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpster. Contact Chris and his staff today for small town service at a small town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Join the dark side. DeVilbus Racing Chassis specializes in modified and sport mod chassis. All chassis have laser cut and CNC bent pro moly tubing. DeVilbus has teamed up with Medieval Metalworks to capitalize on cutting edge manufacturing processes and consistencies. DeVilbus offers the industry's top first hand technical support. Parts are on hand, so there is no delay in racing. DeVilbus is now servicing all regions, including locations in New Mexico and Minnesota. Contact Zane, 505-402-4505.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to week three of June Ladies Month here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Natalie Klemko, driver with the Wisconsin Wingless Sprint Car Series. And Natalie, you grew up in a racing family. Your dad raced. What do you remember about your dad's racing career?
Well, hi, Clayne. Thank you for having me on the show today. Yeah, I grew up in a racing family. My dad raced actually before I was even born. So unfortunately, I never got to see him race. His last year racing was in 1982. and he raced a dirt late model at our home track now of Wilmot Raceway. But then my dad got my brother and I into the sport when we were kids, more so my brother. I have an older brother. He's 2 years older than me. And we would go to the dirt races at Wilmot on Saturday night and watch. And even on Saturday afternoons, we didn't live too far from the racetrack, but my brother and I would sit at the end of the driveway and just watch the race haulers going down the road. And that always got us excited. And we knew there was going to be racing that night. But yeah, so it kind of grew up with it. It was a big thing between my dad and my brother growing up, though. And my brother's what got me into racing today.
You also race bikes. How did that get started? And is that where you got your competitive edge?
Yeah, absolutely. So as I kind of mentioned, the dirt track racing was a big thing between my dad and my brother. The cycling, racing bicycles, was the big thing between my dad and I. So I grew up racing. I raced from age 4 all the way to early 20s. And I raced professionally for a few years and just traveled all over the country. And that was my focus in life, was racing bikes. And it's almost kind of similar to dirt track racing in a way. Granted, you're on 2 wheels, but I actually raced on a velodrome, which is an oval banked track. So it's kind of similar. You're turning left and, you know, you're going fast, but not too much else has really crossed over from my cycling days to the dirt track other than, you know, just kind of like you mentioned, that competitiveness and a little bit of a need for speed, I would say.
Racing a velodrome definitely got you used to racing on high bank tracks.
Yep. I think it's a lot of fun. I have to say one of my favorite tracks, well, it's pretty close to Minnesota, is Cedar Lake Speedway. And one reason why I like that track is because of the high banking there. So we don't have a track quite like that one here, but it's a lot of fun to go up to Cedar Lake.
I first learned about the Wisconsin Wingless Sprint Car Series a few years ago at a winter swap meet in the North Metro. What a great group of racers.
Yeah, absolutely. This series started, the Wisconsin Wingless Sprint Series, 7 years ago now at Wilmot Raceway. My brother was part of the inaugural class of this series. There was only 4 or 5 cars, I believe, that first season out here. And 7 years later, we have an average of 40 cars per week, which is just incredible how well this class has grown. And a big part to Steve Sinclair. He's the director for the IRA Sprint Series in Wisconsin, and he's the one that got the Wisconsin Wingless Sprint Series off the ground and growing. So he's really done a tremendous job building up this class over the years. So it's a ton of fun racing, and it's just a great group of drivers to race with. Everybody's there to have fun off the track, and you know, we're all friendly competitors on the track as well.
I also saw you for the very first time at the Jackson Motorplex. First, I noticed your beautiful car. Then I realized you were a female. And then I learned, wow, this lady can drive a sprint car. You really put on a show that night. You looked like you were having a blast at Jackson Motorplex.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we went up to Jackson and raced a couple times. And that's another one. That's one of my favorite tracks. That place is just so much fun to race at. It's a lot bigger than the tracks we have down here. So it's just wide open and fast. And unfortunately, we don't have Jackson on our schedule this year, which is kind of a bummer. But hopefully next year we'll get back up there. But yeah, that was fun. Our series did a 2-day show up there a couple of years ago. So hopefully we'll go back next year.
The Clemco race team really takes pride in the equipment. Your cars always look awesome.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so the team is just my brother and I. We both race the wingless sprint car. And my brother this year is getting into racing a 410 wing sprint car as well. We each have our own style when it comes to graphics and what we want the car to look like. My brother is the number 70, which was my dad's racing number. And my dad also had a red and white car, so that's why my brother has a red and white car. My brother also used to get his car hand painted just to kind of take after my dad getting his car hand painted. But then I'm just the complete opposite. I like just a white modern car. Todd Ray does my graphics and he's just awesome to work with. I am number 20 on the team. Unfortunately, my brother took number 70 before I started racing. So I wanted a way just to be able to honor my dad and even my mom. So 20 happens to be their birth date. They were both born on the 20th of the month. So that's why I picked that number, just to kind of honor them both. But yeah, I think designing the car and, you know, we have quite a few sponsors on the car, which help make it look good as well. And we wouldn't be doing that without all those sponsors supporting us.
You were also featured in a Lucas Oil promo for Women's History Month back in March. There are so many amazing female racers: Hallie Deegan, Natalie Decker, Amber Balkine, Harley White. That must have been a great honor.
That was pretty awesome. When that came out, I was definitely honored. We are so fortunate to have Lucas Oil as a sponsor. We picked them up as a sponsor about 3 years ago, and I actually made a trip out to California and went to the Lucas Oil headquarters and got to meet the whole team there. So it's really been a fantastic partnership for our team, and we're incredibly blessed to be supported by them.
The racing car shows, talking to your fans out in public and going to these race car meet and greets, it's really important to create those new fans and help promote the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, outside of Lucas Oil, they're a national company. All of our sponsors are local businesses right here. And my brother and I, we really try to get out in the community to help support our sponsors in the community if they would like us at an event, but also just to inspire perhaps a next generation of racers. Last week, we had two events that we went to. We went to a radio show, which is filmed live at a restaurant, and our sponsor, Oak Creek Automotive, sponsors a night every year at this radio show. So all the cars that Oak Creek Automotive sponsors will come to this event, and it becomes a big car show / radio show, and that's always a fun event to go to. And then we also, out at Wilmot Raceway last week, there was a Girl Scout troop doing a Pinewood Derby, and they invited us to go and just talk to the Girl Scouts. And so we brought our car out and let all the girls sit in the car and handed out our hero cards. And that was just a fun event to just kind of get involved in the community. And like I said, hopefully maybe one of those girls will want to race someday. So that was pretty neat.
I'm sure you get a huge response from the fans and the kids when they figure out this car is yours and you're the driver.
Yeah, it's super neat to see, especially after the races, when kids come in the pit, and especially girls, they want to sit in my car because this is a girl car. And it is neat to be able to kind of represent a minority in this, you know, a male-dominated sport. So, yeah, we love when kids can come in the pits and we can talk to them, and it's pretty neat.
I think the best line in racing is when you said, if at first you don't succeed, fix your ponytail and try again. You've got to have attitude to drive a non-wing sprint car.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sure, I'm a girl. It means nothing, though, when you're out there. I mean, it never even crosses my mind, but these guys race very hard out there. And my brother and I don't have any racing background. We both just started in the wingless sprint series. There's, you know, a good handful of other drivers that grew up racing goat carts, or they came from racing a winged sprint car, and they just bring that experience to the table now. And my brother and I, you know, we've just learned as we go in this wingless class. But it is incredibly tough, especially with 40 drivers every week. Right now, just to make the feature is an accomplishment. With the format we run, it's tough just to make the show every night. And if you can make the show, you're having a good night. But it's a lot of fun.
Your brother, Chris, what is the dynamic being able to race together, travel together, and enjoy all of these experiences as a brother and sister?
This sport has brought us closer together. Prior to this, I was always off doing my own thing. I feel like, you know, I went to college in Texas, so I moved away, and I did the cycling deal. And when my brother started racing a sprint car, he started 7 years ago, raced it for a couple years, and I really got into it then, just going and watching him on Saturday night. And then I finally told him, like, I want to try it. This looks fun. And he was very hesitant. He didn't want to put me in a car. I think he thought, you know, I'd just get hurt. I'm not going to be able to do it. I don't know the reason. There was some hesitancy, but he's a great brother. So he eventually let me try out his car. And if you've ever sat in a sprint car and drove it for a little bit, it's addicting. Once you do it, you're hooked. And I knew from that moment, I want to try racing. So then he did it for 2 years. So then I got into it the following year. So this is my fifth season racing. And yeah, we've never been closer as a family. Even my mom, she absolutely does not miss a race. She is there for every single race and is incredibly supportive. So it's a great family sport for us.
Running the historic sprint car tracks like Wilmot and Beaver Dam that have so much history with the IRA and even your dad, what does it mean to you to race there?
It's pretty neat to just race on the same tracks that my dad raced at. And I know I talk about my brother a lot, but he's the owner of this team and he's everything behind this whole operation we have. But he was actually the Wilmot Raceway track champion last year for the swingless class. And that was just super neat because my dad was the Wilmot Raceway track champion in 1980. It was just pretty cool 40 years later to have it come full circle and for my brother to win the championship at the same track my dad did. It was just incredibly special for our family.
Wilmot can also get dusty. How much does that up the danger factor when you also have to deal with dust?
Yes, I would have to say that's my least favorite driving condition is dust. There's some nights where you're just going into turn one and it's like you just shut your eyes because you can't see anything. You can see the tail tank of the car in front of you and you just have to trust that there isn't a big pile up two cars in front of you because you wouldn't be able to see it. And yeah, I absolutely hate when it's dusty. It's just, yeah, incredibly dangerous and my least favorite track to drive on. But it hasn't been too terrible lately, so hopefully it stays that way.
You also made the trip to Sun Prairie, Angel Park, a very historic midget track. How did you like Sun Prairie?
Sun Prairie, Angel Park is an absolute blast to race at. I don't feel like I ever do that while there. You know, my results just haven't been that great there. It's a tough track. It's a little different than racing at Wilmot. It usually builds a big cushion, and that's something I just need to work on is just getting up on the cushion because at Angel Park, that's where the race is won and where you have to be. So that's something I need to work on, but even so, I love racing there. It's just a fun little fast track, so they always put on a good show.
Gas City. Just saying the name gives sprint car fans chills. That must have been a blast to go there.
Absolutely. I know I keep saying every track is my favorite, but that is one of my favorite tracks. I went down there last year with another friend that we raced with in the wingless class, Jordan, and we just brought our 450 horsepower motor, and we were going to race against basically the 410 non-wing class, which are 800 to 900 horsepower. And we knew we were just going to get our butts kicked by, you know, the bigger motors, but we wanted just to try out a new track. We had the weekend off. And as you said, that's a pretty historic, pretty cool place. It's great for non-wing sprint cars. So that place, it's absolutely tiny. The entire time around it, you're just turning. There really isn't a straightaway. The second you get out of turn two, you're already turning to go into turn three. And we're actually going to go back there this year. In October, the Wisconsin Wingless Sprint Series are going to have a two-day show there. So I'm really excited to go race on that track against, you know, our own class with the same horsepower. But that was an absolute blast. I'll take any opportunity to try out a new track. I think that's a fun part of the sport is just traveling around and seeing what other places are like and just getting that experience and learning and, you know, taking it back to Wilmot.
The Wisconsin Wingless Series was also the support class for the All-Star Series. How cool was that for you and Chris to be in the pits with those drivers that night?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive when you're parked next to some of those All-Stars and even racing with them and just getting to watch them live. I actually have the All-Star. They're racing in Ohio right now, and I have the All-Star race on watching it. But, yeah, when the All-Stars are here and then even the World of Outlaws, we'll be at Wilmot in July, and we'll be racing with them as a support class. So those are always a couple of the funnest nights of the year here to race on.
The 2020 season had a tough ending. Chris went into the final night leading the Wisconsin Wingless Series Championship, only to have someone spin in front of him, and lost the series by 3 points. Well, people would say, well, that's racing, but Boy, that's tough to swallow.
Yeah, that was a pretty bad night for our team. I mean, yeah, all Chris had to do was just finish the race. He just needed to finish ahead of that second place, and he was in position to do so. He started in front of that driver, and I know that's racing, but that just absolutely stinks to lose by 3 points and to lose it that way. I think if he lost it because he just drove bad that night, that'd be a different story. You can honestly say, well, the other guy won, but to lose it because of just bad luck with someone spinning, yeah, that was very difficult for our team to digest that one. He at least picked up the Wilmot Raceway Track Championship last year, so that was kind of a nice consolation, but yeah, that's racing, I guess.
What would you say your biggest accomplishment in racing is so far in your career?
You know, I'm still looking for that top feature finish. I think my top feature finish right now is the sixth place. A couple weeks ago, I was running in fifth with 2 laps to go, and a car spun out in front of me and crashed me out of the race. That would have been my best feature finish, and that was a bummer. But I mean, I've won heat races and B mains, but I'm hoping this year to get a really good feature finish yet.
I was hoping to get to see you at the Jackson Motorplex in Huset Speedway for their Labor Day weekend 4-day special featuring New England sprint cars, but it sounds like that one's not on your schedule. So when can fans see you at Cedar Lake Speedway?
We don't have any plans this year to go to Cedar Lake, I believe. A couple years ago, we were able to race with the UMSS, which is the Minnesota non-wing series. But now they've just kind of separated it, and we aren't able to race with them for some restrictions and rules they have in place. So we really don't have any plans to go race in Minnesota this summer, which is a bummer because, like I said, two of my favorite tracks are up there. I can't even think of what track is our furthest north track we go to. Maybe 141 Speedway in Mirabel, Wisconsin would be. But we have a full schedule. We have 35 races, and it's every weekend from now through the first week of October. So we'll be busy at, you know, all over Wisconsin.
Goals for the Klemco race team for the 2021 season?
For me, I would like to get a really good feature finish. I've had a couple DNFs this year in the main event, and that's really hurt my overall points run right now. I know my brother is still shooting to finish high up there in points, but those DNFs have set me back a little bit. So my goal is just, I really want to get some really good feature finishes under my belt this year.
Who are your sponsors who help keep the car looking so nice and help you get down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I mentioned, Lucas Oil Products is a big one for us. We have American Family Insurance. Kristen Olson is our local agent, and our whole family goes to her for our insurance. We have Billingsley Engineering, Lakeland Septic, M3 Custom Creations, who does graphics for us, Ben Gentile Realty, EXP Realty. Callahan Motorsports is another one that helps out with our cars if we have any issues. And Oak Creek Automotive. Those would be the big ones.
I also want to thank our pit crew. We have 3 people that help us full-time. Joe Panic, Kevin Hinnich, and John Cronin. Joe basically lives at our shop. He's there every night, all weekend. He's our crew chief. We wouldn't be able to do it without him or without the help from any of these guys. And we also have support from Chris Krusek and Matt Myers that help on the weekends. So we're pretty fortunate to have a really robust team to support us because we wouldn't be able to do it without them.
Natalie, it's been a blast to talk to you about non-wing sprint car racing, and I hope to see you over at a track in Wisconsin. And thank you so much for taking the time to be on the Dirt Show with us today.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Thank you for having me on. I'm very honored to be on the show, so thank you very much.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is the only museum in the world that's solely dedicated to sprint car racing. Right now, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is featuring our Salute to Champion Greg Hodnett exhibit, featuring 8 of the sprint cars Greg drove during his illustrious career. Plus, you'll see 12 Knoxville National winning race cars on display inside the museum and learn about the Knoxville National winning drivers that drove them to past Nationals victories. That's all at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, open year-round in Knoxville.
Byers Engine Service of Rochester opened its doors in 1975. Hi, this is Corey. Since 1975, we've been offering complete engine machining services and assembly. From flatheads to big blocks, Y blocks to drag race engines, street rods to pulling tractors, Fire's Engine Service offers complete dyno service. So if your race car or street car needs a little under the hood, trust the place who's been there since 1975. Contact Fire's Engine Service at 507-282-5586.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit extremepowdercoating.net for more information.
Winning drivers rely on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Matatives offering race fuel technology for your daily driver. Increase fuel mileage and restore power to your street car with VP's fuel system cleaner. Or give your race car a boost with VP's Octanium, improving your fuel's octane by up to 8 numbers and giving you the throttle response your performance car was built to deliver. That's VP Matatives, available at your local AutoZone store or at VPRacingFuels.com.
Do you hear a tap, tap, tap of sticky valves and lifters under your hood? Left untouched, this could cause an expensive repair bill. During normal operation of your engine, gums and varnishes form inside, causing the valves and lifters to stick. Add a can of Justice Brothers Engine Tune-Up and totally eliminate sticky valves and lifters now. Justice Brothers Engine Tune-Up's detergent action cleans the inside of the engine while reducing metal-to-metal friction. Why put up with the embarrassing tapping of sticky valves and lifters? Try a can of Justice Brothers Engine Tune-Up today.
Rhino Ag Equipment is used in agriculture, commercial or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. With 0% financing for 48 months for qualified buyers, now is the time to take home a Rhino. Find a Rhino Ag dealer near you at rhinoag.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Jesse Olson, owner of Medieval Chassis in Mankato, Minnesota. And Jesse, another really cool collaboration this year. We are teaming up to give listeners a chance to bid on a brand new 2022 Medieval DeVilbiss modified chassis at the end of the racing season. I saw this chassis at our home show. It looks sinister, it looks fast, and as always, your chassis look like a work of art and they're very safe.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it. We take a lot of pride in everything that we do.
When I think of your products, a samurai sword comes to mind. They need to be lightweight for speed and durable enough to provide protection. That is where you showcase your talents.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't go as far as a samurai. I mean, that takes some serious expertise, but we do try to give it our all. Yes, there is a very, very fine balance between having a chassis that is lightweight, a chassis that has the correct amount of flex into it, and overall is strong, and obviously safety at the utmost. And I think we bring our manufacturing principles and the way that we manufacture the race cars. There's nobody else out there that has the tools, the equipment, the personnel to do it any better than we do.
The partnership between you and Zane DeVilbiss, how did that come about, and how are you working together to design the ultimate modified chassis?
Well, it first started out like much of anything else. He approached us with wanting us to produce some of the tubes for his chassis, and then he manufactured them, assembled them in his new New Mexico facility. And as things grew for him, we continued to talk, and just seemed like a pretty good match, kind of two peas in a pod, where his attention to detail in the racing aspect of the setups, those aspects, and our attention to detail in the manufacturing, we came together and said, you know what, why don't we bring these two together, have kind of like what you said, the ultimate race car. And so now we manufacture everything in-house in the Medieval DeVilbiss name. And early on here, season's been going great, and things are looking good.
Constant improvement is what I see at Medieval Chassis. You are never satisfied with it's good enough. plus you pass the new knowledge along to your customers.
Yeah, you know, this has come from day one. I'm an engineer at heart, and I went into the racing industry and the snowmobiles. And if you're not innovating, you're falling behind. And that has stuck with me through everything. On top of that, you know, I'm one that always wants to be ambitious and try to have the next best product, the next best support system, our online tools, anything that I can improve the racing industry and the customer experience, that's what we want to do. So if you go to our Facebook page, we have a Medieval Chassis support group that can ask questions. It's only for Medieval Chassis owners, to our online stores where, you know, it's simple as click and put in your cart and have your parts tomorrow type deal. Anything that we can do better, that's what I'm about.
During the remainder of the Dirt Show season, we will be keeping listeners updated on when the chassis auction will begin. If they want to see your cars in action at the local tracks, who are some of the drivers to keep an eye on?
Well, obviously you have Zane. Zane's a pretty top-running racer. He's had a lot of commitments and done a lot of things. Obviously, you have quite a few racers around the area. Tom Berry Jr. is another one, and there'll be a few other larger names coming out here towards the end of the year as guys start to realize the program that we have and what we're offering that are switching over. So, you know, the last couple of years here have been getting our game plan put to work, and as we see already, you know, we're having lots of wins over the years.
What is the best way to find out more about Medieval Chassis and also more about Medieval DeVilbiss Modified Chassis?
Obviously, on the Medieval side, you can jump onto our website or our Facebook page. For DeVilbiss, he also has a Facebook page. We will be coming out with some new information and new websites for the joint operation. But other than that, obviously, email, Facebook, give a call. Zane's really good on the phones. So, yeah, just connect with us any way you can.
Jesse, it's always a blast to have you on the show. You're a wealth of knowledge, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Now it's time to meet the other half of the Medieval DeVilbiss Modified Chassis team, Zane DeVilbiss. Zane, talk a little bit about yourself and your background in racing.
Well, we started motocross when I was about 5, and then I got into a full cage deal when I was about 12, and just been racing ever since then. We've won, I think we're close in the modifieds to career number 200 win. I think we're at 196 or something like that right now. And then we've got two national championships and multiple wins in other classes. So we've just been chugging along here, building and racing and getting to have a great time.
When did you get into the fabrication side of the industry and a race chassis development and building?
Well, my dad built race cars since I was young. So, I mean, I started welding whenever I was 7 or 8, I believe. This is kind of when I got into doing fabrication. And he built a lot of dwarf cars and mod light stuff back in the day. So I was always involved with it. The modified side, I got into building them in 06, which would be my rookie year of the modifieds. And so we kind of started building right around then.
The partnership between you and Jesse Olson, it's kind of a match made in heaven. Jesse's attention to detail and metal skills and your racing knowledge and experience all come together in the ultimate modified chassis.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's kind of been our deal too. Claim to fame is kind of the attention to detail. And so finding somebody else that has the same attention to detail and the facility to produce like he does with the same meticulous details we're, you know, always about, and the ability to be able to bounce stuff off him with his racing background and mine, it's been great. You know what I mean? We've definitely excelled and learned a ton already in this short amount of time we've been working together.
Coming from New Mexico, how is the learning curve from setting a car up for sandy desert soil to Minnesota clay or black Iowa gumbo?
Man, it is quite a bit different. The big thing is, you know, like our heat race are kind of almost like the main events out there as far as track conditions would be considered. So it's definitely different as far as getting the balance of the car right and working on left side percentage, rear percentage, and keeping the car in contact with the different types of dirt. But it definitely broadens our horizon and just makes us better in general because we have knowledge from both sides of the country. And so we have the ultimate deal going there where we can benefit in every type of track condition.
During the remainder of the Dirt Show season, we will be keeping listeners updated on when the Medieval DeVilbiss chassis auction will begin. Fans will recognize the name Tom Berry. Who are some of the other area drivers running your cars?
That area is kind of new, but we got Todd Van Eaton in the stock cars up there, Tom Berry, Corey Bosma's got one. A lot of them have been getting put together. I got some new guys we're going to announce next week. I can't mention their names yet, but they're going to be more of that native of that area. And, you know, right now we're kind of a West Coast dominant deal, and that's why we're really working on the steel, pushing hard to come over there and race and get the chassis brand expanded to that area.
How can listeners find out more about Medieval DeVilbiss Chassis?
My main source is I use Facebook, DeVilbiss Racing Chassis, on Facebook a lot. We're working on getting the website updated right now. It'll be DeVilbissRacingChassis.com as well. And I know we're going to try to get some other stuff going with Jesse when I get up there and get some more of a, you know, just try to get it out there to where everybody can see more of our stuff, our website side.
Zane, thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show, and I look forward to talking to you throughout the racing season all the way through fall to keep people updated on how your chassis are performing at the track and more about the upcoming Medieval DeVilbiss chassis auction coming up this fall.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having us. We appreciate it.
Hi, this is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. Check out Miskin.com. You'll see all the parts available in our U-Pullet lot, new arrivals ready to part out. Plus, we can also locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Miskin Auto Parts has been buying junkers and providing parts to our customers since 1972, and we ship out parts daily. Call us today at 507-684-2100 or check us out online at Miskin.com.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Come on, kids. Let's go outside to play. Hello, Wolf and Sons? Can you come spray my yard for mosquitoes?
If you can't be outside because of the mosquitoes, call Wolf and Sons at 507-455-3524.
Arrow Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at arrowracewheels.com.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology in packing products when it comes to shipping your business products? Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna provides a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call 507-455-2893. That's 507-455-2893.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Josh from Pulver Towing. And Josh, we've got an exciting night coming up. Friday night, June 25th, it's Pulver Towing and Dirt Show night at Murray County Speedway in Slayton. And what an awesome facility Aaron has out there. Great amenities, great grandstands, and we want to get a lot of people to come out and enjoy the night of racing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. It's going to be a fun night down there at the Murray County Speedway. Aaron and the crew down there have been doing a great job. They give a Thursday night track update when they're out there late at night working on the track. It looks like it's been a racy surface down there. I tell you, it's going to be a fun night.
They are having a stock car special. The purse is already up to $1,500 to win. Going to bring in a lot of great stock cars that night, gunning for that big purse. Also adding prizes to the top 10 winners in a stock cars. I've already got the prizes all bagged up and ready to go for those drivers. Thanks to Medieval Chassis, we have certificates for the top three drivers for Medieval Chassis products. Also, we're going to be doing a big trivia that night, giving away some great tickets for the audience to win if they know their racing history. So it's going to be a fun night for everybody, Josh.
Yeah, I can't wait. Pulvers is looking to spice it up a little bit, probably not going to add to the top prize, but we're going to throw some curveballs in there, maybe hard charger. You know, we're going to come up with something. We're going to sit down and talk to Aaron, think would be more appealing to get some more drivers there about the week before here coming up, and we're going to come up with something special. We're going to throw it out there and see what we can come up with.
And I know you'll be out there with your family and employees having a good time.
Yeah, that's the plan in our industry. Anything can change at a moment's notice, but we're all planning to be down there getting employees out of our Worthington, Fulda, and Marshall divisions to go hang out at the Murray County Speedway and have a great night.
And the cool thing is, Pulver Towing has been involved with the Murray County Speedway for many years, and I always say it's so great to see all the drivers that you support out in that area.
Yeah, we got a lot of cars that run at Murray County, Worthington, up in Montevideo, kind of all over. We got drivers that run all over. Murray County seems to draw a lot of the guys that run our flag on their car, and it's always good to watch them all at the same place. So hopefully we can get some of those guys that aren't racing there normally to come up and show up for this event.
And the great thing is if I have a problem on the way out, I know absolutely the person I need to call. How can they get a hold of Pulver Towing if they need something along the road?
Just give us a call, especially in that area. We got you covered. Call 507-282-3851 and we'll get you taken care of.
Josh, look forward to seeing you at Pulver Towing and Dirt Show Night, Murray County Speedway, Friday night, June 25th. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Nobody knows what you want or need like you. That's why Honda offers 8 models in their 2021 4-Trax Rancher all-terrain vehicle lineup. Every Honda Rancher is loaded with features you want, like a powerful engine, wide front drive shaft guards, a spacious front utility compartment, and an easy-to-use reverse system. And independent rear suspension that offers superior traction and a smoother ride over rough terrain. You can even get models with Honda's automatic dual-clutch transmission. So cruise on over to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and check out a Honda Rancher today. For riders 16 years and older, Honda recommends that all ADV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
At Land Pros, our team of brokers and auctioneers specialize in farmland sales, live land auctions, and online land auctions across the Midwest with total sales of 190,000 acres. At Land Pros, you get a team of land professionals going to work for you. We pride ourselves on providing local service and knowledge with national marketing and results. If you're thinking of buying or selling, contact Land Pros agent JJ Wise at 641-420-SELL or go to landpros.com. That's LANDPROZ.com.
If your dad is a man of action, not words, get him the gift that lets him show he's the world's greatest dad. Napa Auto Parts has the gifts you need, like an Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set with stand for only $19.99. Or choose from Napa's incredible selection of tools from Milwaukee, DeWalt, and Craftsman. Plus, spend a little quality time under the hood with a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil with the Napa Platinum Filter for only $26.48. Happy Father's Day from Napa.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies barbecue sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies barbecue sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Played bumper tag lately? No matter how your car gets damaged, Midwest Collision will make sure it gets fixed right and on time. No shortcuts, no compromises. And remember, where you get your car repaired is not your insurance company's decision. It's yours. So make the right choice. Choose your locally owned and operated Midwest Collision. Give Bob a call today at 332-2434. That's 332-2434.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, or ag electrician, choose Coles Electric, offering pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. If you're a Steel Waseca Co-op member, there are excellent incentives for installing a solar array with quick payback and years of reliable service. Planning, design completion, or emergency service, see ColesElectric.com or 507-451-1387.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Tuesday night, June 8th, they were racing at the Jackson Motorplex in the IMCA Modified A-Main. Brandon Beckendorf over Don Geertsen. In the stock cars, Jeff Larson over Derek Green. In the hobby stocks, Corey Probst over Blake Ahrens. In the sport mods, Colby Fett over Christian Sylvester. And in the sport compacts, Marshall Robinson over Katie DeVries. Last Thursday night, June 10th, they were racing at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona in the IMCA Sport Mod A Main. Alec Fett over Matthew Loaf. In the stock cars, Kelly Shryock over Calvin Lang. In the hobby stocks, Eric Knutson over Josh Seidels. In the modifieds, Kelly Shryock over Jeremy Mills. And in the sport compacts, Katie DeVries over Lucas Parsons. They were racing last Friday night at Murray County Speedway in Slayton, Minnesota in the IMCA Modified A-Main, Cody Thompson over Josh Bonestetter. In the IMCA Stock Cars, Matt Speckman over Mitch Dauhauer. In the Sport Mods, Connor Van Word over Justin Kleisma. In the Hobby Stocks, Malik Sampson over Corey Probst. In the Sport Compacts, Katie DeVries over Nate Koopman. And in the Bombers, Neil Forsberg over Alex Holmes. The Wings were flying at the Jackson Motorplex last Friday night, June 11th. In the Midwest Power Series 360 Wing Sprint Cars, Lee Gross over Jody Rosenboom. And in the Race Saver Sprint Car A-Main, Brandon Bosma over Dusty Ballinger. Chateau Speedway was racing last Friday night, June 11th, in the USRA B-Mod A-Main. Kevin Johnson over Michael Johnson. In the USRA Modified A-Main, Ryan Wettstein over Jason Cummins. In the Pier Stocks, Andrew Eichens over Jack Moss. In the Street Stocks, Kevin Vogel over Corey Adams. In the Midwest Modified A-Main, Caden Kath over Travis Underdahl. In the Hornets, Brian Schott over Bryce Lasowski. And in the Super Stocks, Dan Nasulke over Dennis Dunbar. They were also racing June 11th at Mississippi Thunder Speedway in the Hornets. Brandon Geltier over J.R. Tortolot in the Hobby Stocks. Steve Dwyer over Austin Hoff in the USRA B-Mod A-Main. What a shootout between Tyler Skowge and Jim Chisholm in the USRA Modified A-Main. Jake Tim over Josh Angst. And in the late models, Lance Hofer over Matt LeDuc. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was racing on Friday, June 11th in the Modified A-Main. Jeremy Mills over Nick Meyer. In the Sport Mods, Nate Albrecht over Charlie Stevens. In the Stock Cars, Troy Swearingen over Derek Green. In the Hobby Stocks, Tony Schmidt over Carter Coop. And in the Sport Compacts, Max Heimbaum over Lucas Parsons. Madison Speedway in Madison, Minnesota was racing last Saturday night, June 12th. In the Pier Stocks, Joe Martin over Tad Peterson. In the Limited Late Models, Brad Staples over Tony Kroninger. In the Hornets, Peyton Esch over Jacob Arzrud. In the Midwest Modifieds, Justin Van Epps over Scott Tofty. In the Modifieds, Brian Haben over Josh Backman. In the Street Stocks, Mike Jans over Jim Williams. And in the Super Stocks, Trajan Smith over Braden Hedke. We were at Deer Creek Speedway last Saturday night, June 12th. In the Modifieds, Dustin Sorensen over Jason Cummins. In the B-Mods, what a shootout, rim riding between Jim Chisholm over over Taylor Osrud, in the Super Stocks, Neil Eckhart over Brandon Duhlman, in the Street Stocks, Braden Brower over Dustin Doty, in the Midwest Modifieds, Dylan Gettle over Caden Kath, and in the late models, Lance Hofer over Justin Sass. Viking Speedway was racing last Saturday night, June 12th. In the Midwest Modifieds, Sean Olson over Josh Mizuki. In the Modifieds, Dan Bayer over Blake Bolens. In the Super Stocks, Travis Sauer over Trent Brudiger. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Brady Gurdis. Ogilvie Raceway was racing last Saturday night. In the Hornets, Carter Ryland over Randy Jacobski. In the Midwest Modifieds, Travis Schulte over Zach Benson. In the Modifieds, Landon Atkinson over Jeremy Nelson. In the Super Stocks, Dave Flynn over Andy Grimala. In the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist over Robert Holquist. And in the Street Stocks, Andrew Hansen over Jeff Ekdahl. The UMSS Limited Wing Sprint Cars were running at Cedar Lake Speedway last Saturday night. In the 20-lap A Main, Chase Vibrock over Patrick Henkinen. The World Outlaw Sprint Car Series was at Knoxville Raceway for a two-night shootout. In the 410 Wing Sprint Cars, Carson Macedo over Logan Schuhart. And in the Pro Series A-Main, Devin Klein over Matthew Stelzer. Knoxville Raceway was running last Saturday night, June 12th. In the 410 Wing Sprint Car 25-lap A-Main, Carson Macedo over Kerry Madsen. In the 360 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Dylan Westbrook over Carson McCarl. Arlington Raceway was running last Saturday night. In the Hobby Stock A-Main, Brad Becker over Corey Probst. In the Sport Compacts, Taylor Pearson over Marshall Robinson. In the Sport Mods, Jim Horaci over Matthew Loaf. In the Karts, Kyle Manterfeld, Cole Allen, Bill Forsch, and Derek Evenson take checkered flags. In the Modifieds, Trent Loverud over Clint Hattelstead. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Carl Hewitt Jr. over Rodney Manthe. In the Sprint Cars, Trevor Serbus over Michael Stein. And in the Stock Cars, Dan McIntoon over Brent Utiker. Last Sunday night, June 13th, they were racing at Huset Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota. In the 410 Outlaw Wing Sprint Cars, Austin McCarl over Jack Dover. In the Race Saver Sprint Car Series, Javen Osterman over Nathan Wheeler. And in the limited late model Street Stocks, Corey Ye over Colby Clausen. We were at Mason City Motor Speedway last Sunday night, June 13th, for the grand reopening of the brand new track. In the USRA B Mods, Brandon Maitland over Jim Chisholm. In the Modifieds, Rodney Sanders over Josh Angst. In the Hobby Stocks, Dylan Clinton over Zach Smith. In the USRA Stock Cars, Pat Graham over Dalton Murdy. In the Tuners, Jeremiah Anderson over Jade Lang. And Granite City Motor Park was running last Sunday night, June 13th. In the Midwest Modified, Zach Benson over Matt Baker. In the late models, Marcus Simonson over Bryce Schward. In the Hornets, Carter Ryland over Alex Adderman. In the Mod 4s, Tommy Bowden over Keith Thell. In the Modifieds, Clayton Wagaman over Dennis Check. And in the Super Stocks, Jordan Hinkemeyer over Dave Moss.
Why drive out of town to get what you need for your truck? Hey, this is Rich at Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We're an authorized WeatherTech dealer. From laser-measured floor mats to mud flaps to vent visors, we can keep your truck or car clean and dirt-free inside and out. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Medieval Metalworks is a 25,000 square foot facility in Mankato, specializing in CNC tube laser and bending, and is the only facility in the area with those capabilities. Medieval Metalworks is a leading precision metal fabrication shop, offering all the latest custom metal fabrication technologies under one roof. Whether you need a one-off custom part or thousands of parts produced for your business, contact Medieval Metalworks at 507-386-3930 or stop by and see them at 3000 Technology Drive in Mankato.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Hello, everyone. This is Chad Weirs, Weirs Machine and Racing Products and UltraForce Spring Machine. We're here today to talk a little bit about our new automatic UltraForce machines. In August of 2018, we teamed up with AccuForce Load Machines in Ohio, and we have their automation that we put onto our framework. These machines are very powerful. They can tell you a lot about your springs, your pull bars, your bump stop packages. Very handy machines. We've learned a tremendous amount with our pull bars since we teamed up with Keith and everybody at AccuForce. The reason we went with AccuForce is we feel they are the leader in this technology, so we're really happy to be a part of their program. Check us out online at WearsMachine.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.